is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is Entirely Unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Entirely Unconventional. I'm Lindsay Roberts, and I am so glad you joined me. I'm with my co-host, Melissa Lee. Today, we are talking about prayer. And in my new book, Discover Your True Strength, Chapter 15, is a chunk on prayer, and I hope you get it, and I hope you read it. But today, Melissa was talking about something about journaling, and we were kind of going on an interesting DoorDash ride. Yes, this is why this podcast is called Entirely Unconventional, because who in the world would talk about a book called Discover Your True Strength and prayer with the DoorDasher? Okay, so do you want to start with what you're saying about journaling?
Well, we were talking about, like, what do we do? Because honestly, so many people have mystified prayer to, they've mystified themselves right out of prayer, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, they may think it's hard, or it's boring, or am I doing it right? Or is God even hearing my prayers? And so that's the kind of thing. So we talked about, what are some creative practices, Lindsay? Because we know God says, pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Keep on praying. Never stop praying.
Correct.
We are encouraged. We are told to pray. That we should, I mean, that is us. But
it's almost like a commandment, not for God's sake, but to come back to us.
For our sake, right? So, but in our quest to be prayerful, we talked about sometimes we become like making this list, and it's not like a listening prayer. It's everything that we want from God. And that's our prayer. We've just thrown him a grocery list, and then this is when you said
the DoorDash.
Yes. I thought that was profound.
So here's the thing. Long before I actually get on one of those apps that you send somebody to the grocery store, which, by the way, I may think is maybe the greatest thing that ever happened in the universe.
I couldn't figure it out forever.
Oh, I can't say I still can.
But you sent me groceries when we were in the hospital. I couldn't even get my phone to open an app.
Were you able to get that, like, what was that little thing? Not a microwave, but what is it?
Refrigerator?
Little refrigerator.
Yes. Lindsay sent us a little refrigerator through, like,
Target, I think, or something, Walmart,
It
like
wasn't
that.
DoorDash, but then she DoorDashed. She, like, grocery shopped. I was like, you know how to do these things? And our kids are like, Mom, yes.
A lot of people have had to teach me. Listen, it was a process.
But she kept us fed.
But the thing about that process is I'm a list maker by nature. Mm-hmm. I like to have, like, in the morning, I've already written my list, and I've even checked off a lot of things on that list early. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is a list that keeps me, I'm almost going to say, accountable to the stuff that I have to do. However, if I become good at that, and I'm a good list maker, it doesn't mean I check them all off, but I'm a good list maker. And that is kind of like the way my brain organizes. Then you think about, okay, the DoorDasher. Long before I go on the app, I've made my grocery list so I don't forget or miss out on things.
Right.
There is a wonderful benefit to that, even in prayer. Mm-hmm. Lord, I want to pray about this. Lord, I really feel like I need to pray about that. And that's kind of really cool.
And just keeping things before, as we say, write your vision down and make it plain. Right?
Absolutely.
Your needs down, make them like you want to remember, you know?
The Bible says, put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. Okay, but have we, in a sense, made God like our dasher?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't get everything on the list, he gets a bad review.
Yeah. So, or no tip.
Exactly. And I don't know if we actually think about that or mean to do that, but I heard a friend, she's a pastor in another state that is absolutely an amazing woman of prayer. I would actually go as far as calling her an intercessor. She spends an enormous amount of time in prayer. And one day, she was what she called praying out, praying things out that the Lord had given her.
And she said the Lord kind of stopped her and said, I love what you're praying, but would you do me a favor and pray this out for me? She stopped praying. She stopped everything. Yeah. She was like, what do you mean? She was like befuddled or kind of didn't know what to say. And he said, sort of like, not I'll make you a deal. I'm not, I don't want to reduce it to that. But he was saying, if you'll pray out the things that I'm concerned about, I will start looking at the things that you're concerned about, because yours will become a seed of your prayers. And as you put a seed into my kingdom, those things, I want to turn around and bless you and answer your prayers. She still didn't, she wasn't, it wasn't connecting. And she said, okay, what do you want me to pray? And she prays in the spirit. And she said, Lord, if I pray in the spirit, would you tell me what concerns you in the earth today? And let me be your mouthpiece, praying things out in your behalf that you would like prayed out into the earth, into the kingdom of God. And I won't talk about me.
Wow, that's great.
And I thought, okay, but that might be a little, I might want to talk about, Lord, I need you to pray about this. And I'm praying about my kids on that. And, you know, so it's like, are you leaving out your needs? But the Bible said God knows our needs.
He does.
And as she began to pray those out, not even bringing up her concerns, she noticed she was able to.
Things were getting.
They were taken all care of. Getting checked off the list.
Well, it's Matthew 6. Is it Matthew 6, 33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. What things? That you have,
that
need,
you have
of,
need of.
All these things will be added unto you. So when we get a God and an eternal perspective, right? And a God perspective, and it's not just self-centric, because I do think that even as a parent, now I know we don't compare to God, but he is our father.
That's
so
true.
It's a good parental role. But you think about how much we love our children, adore our children. But if they only ever came with their hand out and said, gimme, 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 gimme. You'd be like, it's a little exhausting. Again, I'm not God. I don't think he gets exhausted. He doesn't slumber or sleep. But it's an interesting dynamic that we're setting up. And it's like, let's view him as the creator of the universe. And let's, what if our prayers, Lindsay, what if we said, God, what do you want? What do you want? That I think that's so powerful.
So I had a friend who heard her say that. We were actually at a conference together, and I had a friend who heard her say it. And she went home thinking, I have no idea what I'm doing, no idea what I'm talking about, but it really sounded good, so hey, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because she was saying how many of her own prayers were answered by asking God, what would you like me to pray out in prayer?
The ultimate wisdom.
Yes.
Of God.
So she went home and she began, she said, look, I'm a kid that grew, she's older now, but she said, when I was a kid, I grew up in the music era of the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And she said, I knew all, a lot of words to the songs. And she kept saying out these words to the song when she was praying. And she did it some more and she did it some more. And she was like, I don't even know if those people are even alive or if I'm supposed to be praying for them. But she just kept praying it out.
How funny.
And she said, the more she prayed it out, the more she prayed it out, the more she prayed it out. She gets a phone call from one of her friends and said, I can't remember the exact name of the car, but in the words to the song, this woman's daughter was in a car accident and hit and was hit by a car that had the name of the car was like the name of some of the words in the song.
Okay.
And she said, isn't that funny? Here's what I was praying. She said, I wasn't thinking of your daughter. I wasn't thinking about praying for your daughter. And she said, well, here's the weird thing. When they came up on it, she said, neither car looked like it was even scratched.
Wow.
None of the people were, it was as, and they were making a joke. The police came in, from what I remember her telling me, she said it was like you could see angels being wrapped all the way around it, because it was like, how wasn't it even like messing with the paint or the bumpers aren't, but, and she said she got real silent and said, the Lord was telling her something to pray out in the spirit and someone to pray for that had not crossed her mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But obviously it had crossed God's mind.
Right.
And I thought, I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
And I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I love to start my prayers with, Lord, is there anything you'd like me to pray out mm-hmm, right now? Mm-hmm. Anyone in specifics you'd like me to mm-hmm. pray for right now?
You know, Lindsay, I'm reminded of a situation and it's our dear friend who their son was injured on the football field. Our uh-huh. boys were on the football field together and as we were pulling in, now we had done the whole Friday Night Lights for years. Yes. My son played football since he was in third grade. He was in high school at this point. And my mother was in the car and I remember us getting out and I was helping her get out and she goes, you know, I'm really feeling led. I'm praying for our boys' brains tonight. Well, we thought that was hysterical.
Like, so they'll have smart plays.
We thought it was hilarious. Yes. I'm like, well, Mom, that is probably a really good prayer.
Yeah.
I am not kidding. An hour later, our dearest friend's son was life flighted, had to have that craniotomy. Is that right? Where they take your skull off because his brain is swelled.
The wrong person, but yes, I knew what I was there. Yeah. So I remembered what it was.
So he, and I thought, and I remember looking at my mother and I'm like, Mother.
Yes.
And that boy graduated college.
Yeah.
That boy
has
kids, is a successful business person, dear friends of ours, like some of our best friends.
Yeah.
And I just remember Mom praying and she had been praying in the spirit. And she's like, here, we thought I'm praying for the football players' brains. And we're like, that's good. Now this was years ago before we were even all really in tune to now we're hyper aware of the concussions and stuff like that. So I thought that was interesting. And that kind of reminds me of when we listen to the Lord,
but yield our prayer over to him.
Yes. But where that comes from, because there's going to be somebody who says, God doesn't talk to me like that. And so this is what I have to say for that is, okay, when you're communing with the Lord, if you don't know what to say, Lindsay, I'm all about starting in the Word of God.
Yeah,
praying absolutely. Scripture, you will never go wrong. There's a prayer that I love. It's in 1 Thessalonians, and it's Paul's prayer. Sorry, the light in here is a little dark. Paul prays, and it says, and may the Lord make your love for one another. And this is what I wrote that I'm praying this for my own children. May the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow and overflow just as our love for you overflows. Now, this is Paul talking to the Church of Thessalonica, right? Thank you for those lights.
Yay.
He, as a result, make your heart strong and blameless and holy as you stand before God our Father when our Lord Jesus comes again with all his holy people. Okay, so that's just us, because you think, well, what am I praying? Our Father which art in heaven. Of course, that's a great prayer.
Yeah.
But there are specific prayers that you can find through the Word of God and apply those to our families, to our kids, to ourselves. And you will not, there's not a wasted moment when we're praying scripture, is there, Lindsay?
No, and this is a very natural thing that happened. Actually, this morning it was kind of a joke, but a friend of ours has a little girl, and I was talking to her about Pez candies. Mm-hmm. You know, P-E-Z. Mm-hmm. I think you say Pez. Yes. And it's not that anyone else thought of Pez, or nobody thought of Pez. Mm-hmm. It had been our little conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I had Pez candy at my house, and I thought, I'm going to bring her these little Pez candies. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. It wasn't that nobody else around was thinking of Pez, and it wasn't that maybe she wasn't even thinking of Pez, but it was something that I happened to tune into. Mm-hmm. Okay, somebody might have tuned into a color book. Mm-hmm. Somebody might have tuned into a pizza. Who knows, right? Mm-hmm. I think God gives us little chunks. Mm-hmm. And if we're in tune with God, not necessarily the whole universe, but if we're in tune with God, I think he can amaze us what little chunk we can contribute. Mm-hmm. If I could think of something as silly as a little candy thing, or somebody else could have thought, hey, you know what? I remembered to bring you a color book, or mm-hmm. I thought out of the blue, let's bring you crayon. I mean, you know, yes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right, right, right.
How much more right. if we as human beings mm-hmm. think about other things and other people, mm-hmm. how much more would God love us to pray out mm-hmm. for other people? Back to James, pray one for another. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody was thinking about that prayer that your mom Gigi prayed.
Yeah.
Maybe nobody was thinking right. about it. You know, right. maybe they
Who
were.
Who knows? Right.
Maybe they're thinking of, you know, can we beat this team? What's right, the right. football player? Whatever, right. you know. Right. But somehow, someone mm-hmm. honed in on that. Right. They tuned into that. Your mama. Other people can tune in. I think the Lord gives us these mm-hmm. things because, you know, we're in tune to certain things.
Right.
Oral, for example, had tuberculosis, right? So he would probably have been more tuned in.
Right.
In one way that, say, somebody would be tuned in maybe kind of financially or mm-hmm. whatever. I think if we listen.
Right.
God will give us instruction.
Well, and you know what? There was nobody more empathetic to the sick than Oral, not yeah. just sympathetic
oh,
and
because
empathetic
he went through it.
Because he mm-hmm. struggled for his breath. Mm-hmm. He struggled to sit up. Mm-hmm. He struggled to move. He mm-hmm. struggled, you know what I mean? And so how much more? And I think that too, Lindsay, what if the struggle that I'm going to say the struggle we're conquering, because yeah. we're going to get through this.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're going to get through this. Whatever it is, this yeah. is. Whether it's health,
maybe
finances,
like your season or something.
Yeah, whatever
so to speak.
Tough season you're in. And, you know, my kids and I have been saying this a lot. We've gone through a season where we just lost, they lost their father, their grandfather, my husband. So unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And he was such an integral part of our family.
Yeah.
And we're going to get through this.
Yep.
We're going to get, it's hard. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, my son just said, I just want to talk to dad.
Yeah.
I just need dad right
yeah.
now. And I'm like, okay, I'm not dad. Yeah. And I don't have, you know, my one boy with four girls.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's true.
And it's like, but we're going
to
get through this.
To you.
We're going
to
get through this.
Remember that weird, it's not weird. No scripture is weird, but sometimes it
peculiar.
Hit me as
sometimes
weird. Yeah. God said he'd give you the words when you go before the king.
Yes.
Okay. So now think about this in the United States. We don't have a king.
Yeah.
So that's why it was kind of weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in other countries like England, mm-hmm. now they have a king.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, hey, look at that. He'll give us the words when we go before the king, you know? When you're in that place,
mm-hmm.
I think that if we recognize mm-hmm. one of the things I looked at that as the person in authority, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
God can give us those words
mm-hmm.
and then we can pray them out.
Mm-hmm.
God can give us words for somebody else's something, something, and we can pray that out.
Right.
And it may not be you are not your husband trying to talk to his son.
Right.
But God can put those words in your mouth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God can put the right words in season
mm-hmm.
when we yield ourselves, mm-hmm. not to our wisdom or to our needs, but to God's wisdom.
Right.
Because,
right.
you know, it's amazing some of the things that have come out of my mouth when I'm in the flesh. And it's amazing some of the things that come out of my
All
mouth
of
when I'm praying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we will get into that season of prayer mm-hmm. to start the day.
Right.
I always like to do it before my feet get out of the bed.
Yes.
If we will get into that, I think we will amaze ourselves
mm-hmm.
that the steps of the righteous are ordered, mm-hmm. ordained of God.
Mm-hmm.
He'll order our steps. He'll order our prayers. He'll order our words.
Yeah.
And we may even surprise ourselves.
Yeah. Like
well, if
it.
You're going through anything right now
yeah.
and you have a certain season that you mm-hmm. maybe don't even want to get out of because it's so wonderful mm-hmm. or a season that you know, I'm ready for this one to be over with.
Yeah.
How many times when it's as if 1 second of 1 minute's different, but
right.
how many times on December 31st, mm-hmm. when we are down to counting 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 to midnight. And what do you say? I'm so glad for that year to go.
Yeah.
It's
and it's like, been it's
a second
away.
But sometimes it feels real good when mm-hmm. that season is mm-hmm. over.
Behind you.
We ask Father God yeah. right now in the name of Jesus to walk you through mm-hmm. whatever season you're in. That if it's really, really good and amazing, he shows you ways to continue. Yes. And if it's really, really tough and difficult, he shows you ways to navigate. Mm-hmm. But most of all, he shows himself strong in your behalf. I pray for you to know God in the power of his might, the fullness of his glory mm-hmm. through his son, Jesus, and anything. I have a friend that used to pray, anything and everything you have need of.
Yes.
Anything and everything you have need of come to you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. The book we referenced is called Discover Your True Strength. You can find it at discoveryourtruestrength.com. Thanks for listening to Entirely Unconventional. We'll be back next week.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.